Maybe he went to somebody's house that had a typewriter. Jesse picked up a pad of blue line yellow paper from Molly's desk. There were 50 pads just like it in the office supply cabinet in the squad room. Wouldn't it have been easier to have handwritten the note? Jesse said. That is odd, Molly said. Those suicidal people are, you know, Molly tossed her hands, crazy. Jesse put the notepad back down on Molly's desk. He didn't say anything. Unless he didn't write the note. And whoever did it just assumed that there'd be typewriters in the station. But even if there were, we'd find out pretty quick that they weren't used for the note, which means whoever wrote it was stupid. That's not all it means, Molly said. No, it's not. Jesse parked his car in the curving cobblestone driveway of the Episcopal Church Rectory. It was a big brick building with a green center entrance door and green shutters. It was a bright morning, and the grass of the rectory lawn was wet with the early morning frost that had melted in the sun. A woman wearing an apron over a flower dress answered Jesse's ring. She said, "Reverend is expecting you, Chief Stone." Jesse followed her into the study where the Reverend was at his desk. The room was lined with books, and there was a fire burning in the fireplace. Reverend Cotter was gray-haired and pink-cheeked. He was wearing a brown tweed jacket over his black minister's front and backwards collar. He stood and shook Jesse's hand and gestured him to a chair beside the desk. He waited until the housekeeper had left before he spoke. "Thank you very much for coming so promptly," he said. He had a deep voice, and he was pleased with it. "Glad to," Jesse said. Cotter unlocked the middle drawer of his desk with a small key on his keychain and tucked the keychain back into his pants pocket. He opened the drawer and took out a 5x7 manila envelope and placed it on his desk, taking time to center it and to adjust it so that it was neatly square in the middle of his clean desk blotter. "This is very embarrassing," he said. Jesse nodded and smiled politely. Cotter took in a big breath of air and let it out. Then he handed the envelope to Jesse. It was postmarked the previous day from Paradise. It was addressed to Reverend Cotter, probably with a ballpoint pen, in block printing, no return address. Inside was a Polaroid picture. Jesse took it out, handling it by the edges, and looked at it. It was a picture of Sissy Hathaway, naked and provocative, on a bed. There was nothing else in the envelope except for a piece of shirt cardboard used to protect the picture. There was nothing in the picture to identify the room. "Just this?" Jesse said. "Yes," Cotter said. "What are you going to do?" Jesse put the picture back in the envelope and slid the envelope in the side pocket of his jacket. "We'll check it for fingerprints," Jesse said. "Are you going to speak to Sissy?" "Yes." I am her minister, if I can help." "Sure," Jesse said. "I'll let you know if we need you."